Greetings. This is WTIP News from Wilder Smith on the Gunflint. Happy New Year, everyone, from the Upper Gunflint Trail. Here's wishing for an upbeat 2013. The passing of 2012 was quiet and uneventful along the scenic byway. Mother Nature kissed off a record year with a light snow freshener of about 3 inches in the Wilder Smith neighborhood and other varying amounts throughout the corridor. Chapter 13 of the Young Century was unwrapped with a breath of cold from the great northwest. Old Man Winter dropped in with gusty winds. Yes, we had wind chill. Although temps were not that real mucus freezing kind of minus 40 to 50 below, the annual calendar transition made for super ice-making condition on area lakes. A friend down the road called to inform me there were 8 inches of crystal clear on the Gunflint surface. That's pretty good when thinking she only first covered up a few days before Christmas. Yours truly hopes the coming yearly segment is not a repeat of the previous. We surely don't need back-to-backs of several atmospheric happenings that shattered records in all sorts of categories. In fact, many climatic legends of which folks have been able to brag were altered. It's embarrassing to our tough weather survival persona. Reflecting on the winter of 2012, it was pretty much a season that wasn't, both on the front end in January through March, and then again on the back end, November through December. A few at the temperature side of the ledger found neither true border country bitter cold nor extended periods of sub-zero, which has been this territory's character. The resulting overall warmth led to the latest freeze-up on Gunflint Lake, December 29, 2011, and the earliest ice-out, March 25th of 2012, in any living resident's memory. As to the white count, the area around Wilder Smith received a puny 50 inches total, as it, too, made a premature exit along with its frozen lake surface cousin. This amounts to about one-half the annual dose. The stunted winter led to an early spring with flora budding out in abundance not long into April. Our sad moisture situation led to a dangerously dry time that had folks on edge concerning wildfire. Fortunately, there were no calamities close by. Obviously, residents were able to get their wildfire sprinkler systems up in preparedness with the early available open lake water. We were all thankful that the units did not have to be used except for an occasional practice run. The long spring oozed into summer with a brief late May, early June respite from the drought conditions. Lake levels rebounded with an increased bubbling frenzy from streams and rivers of the watershed. This wetter period was short-lived, and from the summer solstice on, precipitation frequencies dropped drastically. The lake level here on the Gunflint and most other bodies dwindled to unusually low levels, leaving broader shorelines, unnerving rocks for boat operators, and some precarious dock situations. A warmer-than-usual summer sun dried the territory out once more, again complicating normal activities in the tinder-dry forest. Although there were not too many unbearably hot days, there were nevertheless more days of perspiring than one would like at this latitude. Lake water temps topped out in the mid to upper 70s, almost like bathwater to we northerners. Conditions of parchment extended into autumn, with everyone hoping there would be a turnaround. Such was not to happen, however. Hopes were raised for perhaps an early winter, as we had a day of some brief flurries and sleet in late September. This flicker turned out as only a false alarm. The lack of dampness extended right up till New Year's Eve, leaving streams with barely a trickle, fall colors somewhat abysmal, and the forest flora desperately thirsty going into the frozen earth season. The first substantial snow did not come until right after Thanksgiving, and that soon gave way to an early December meltdown. In spite of the atmospheric negatives during the past year, our wilderness forest and its inhabitants remain unbelievably adaptable. Both the deciduous and coniferous character seem to have had a good growing year, and the animals of the wild neighborhood remain energetically involved in survival. Hope always springs eternal throughout this northern paradise, so I'm betting that 2013 will see a natural bouncing back. Needless to say, yours truly is continuing with the snow dance ritual. Closing this week's commentary, excitement is building for the big Gichigami Express sled dog race. The event, which treks only through Cook County, including a leg running out through the Gunflint Woods, commences this Sunday morning, the 6th, from Grand Portage. So this weekend is going to the dogs. Get out and show them your support. The racers will be expected at Hungry Jack Lodge late Sunday afternoon. Spectators will be able to meet the mushers that same evening during their banquet feed at Trail Center. Monday's leg will commence after breakfast from Windigo Lodge at around 9 a.m. This is Fred Smith at Wilder Smith on the Gunflint, and that's all for now. Keep on hanging on, and savor thoughts for a great coming year.